The reading this morning is from Isaiah, which can be found on page 599 in the Bible in the pew. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 9. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Let's share our prayer together. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow in your presence. May your word be our rule, your spirit our teacher, and your great glory our supreme concern. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I've known a few shepherds over the years in Stranraer and Portpatrick, and before that in New Cumnock. They're generally a very committed bunch. You don't need to ask when it's lambing time. The shepherds have got that haggard, I haven't slept for a week look. I knew one shepherd in New Cumnock who worked on contract out of the parish. And one time he spent nearly 2 weeks without once getting below 2,500 feet on the mountains up in the Highlands, shepherding the sheep as they wandered up on the tops. It can be a hard shift, being a good shepherd. Sheep, on the other hand, by all accounts, are really stupid. If you don't move them on, they're going to stand where they are and eat all the grass in the field till they've turned it into a desert. Most of the time, they walk along with their heads down, studying the grass just in front of their noses and munching away, not looking where they're going. And this is why they so often fall into ditches or get stuck in hedges or fences. And then when the shepherd comes along to get them out, they're going to jump and wriggle and kick and bite and generally do everything they can to make it hard for the shepherd to rescue them. Shepherd is a dearly loved picture for the Lord Jesus, who calls himself the Good Shepherd, who is presented to us as the chief shepherd, the great shepherd of the flock. It's also a great picture used of our God and our Father. Yahweh is my shepherd, the hard-working shepherd who rescues and cares for his flock. Our God is contrasted to those lazy, good-for-nothing shepherds, the ones who sleep all night and let the wolves make prey of the flock. Our one God and Father, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, is bringing his children together into one flock, one new community of faith. Our God of grace makes himself known to us as the shepherd who will tend his flock, who will gather the lambs close to himself, who will carry his sheep and gently lead into rest all those he shepherds. It isn't enough, not nearly enough, to sing about the Lord being my shepherd. Will you let the Lord be your shepherd? If we're going to let the Lord be our shepherd, you know what's coming next. That means we need to be sheep. Why would I choose to be a sheep? It isn't usually a good thing to be called a sheep or sheep-like. In our culture, it's become an unkind way of talking about someone. Sheepish just isn't a good thing to be, is it? When we think of sheep, we think of animals who follow someone else. Sheep are never going to be leaders. We think of animals who are always needing help. They get lost and stuck and they can't find water or food for themselves. We think of animals who are victims, who are weak, always under threat from wolves. But don't you feel like that sometimes? Circumstances are ganging up against us. There's so much going wrong, it feels like someone is out to get us. Well, someone is. We do have an enemy who wants to destroy and to tear. There is someone out to get us, and we do need someone to protect us and keep us safe. Don't you sometimes, perhaps quite often, feel lost? You know you need to do something. You know you need to go somewhere, but you just don't know where. You just don't know how to get there. The road ahead is shrouded in mist and the sun is going down. Well, we are lost. We do wander off the path. We find ourselves in dark valleys of sadness and terror. We need someone to find us, someone to pick us up and carry us. And yes, we do need a leader, someone who knows the way and will go ahead of us. We really don't know the way. We've tried, haven't we? We've taken this road and that road, but we're still not finding our way home. We still haven't come to those green pastures or still waters. We need a leader, someone we can follow. And so perhaps we should get a whole lot of ties or a whole lot of scarves with sheep on them. Maybe we could make a fortune. We could make badges, proud to be a sheep, and sell them. If the Bible taught me Jesus was a car mechanic, I reckon I would want to be a car so Jesus could fix me. If it taught me Jesus were a pilot, I would want to be on Jesus' plane. The Bible does tell me that Jesus is a shepherd, and that's a good enough reason to want to be a sheep right there. I want Jesus to protect me, to provide me, to lead me. What about you? If Jesus is the shepherd, will you let Jesus be your shepherd? Will you choose to be a sheep? Go up onto a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might. His arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him. His recompense is with him. If you choose to be a sheep, listen to the verse. There's good news for the sheep. Good news for you. The good news is specifically about the Lord's victory. In the ancient world, from the battlefield, a runner would be sent bearing good news of victory in battle. He was called the euangelion, the good news. From the city walls, the approach of the runner was eagerly followed. Until entering the city, he would be able to cry out his good news of victory. This good news of the victory of our God and the commencement of his salvation is for us all. Triumph over the foe releases the fruit of victory, which is new life. Salvation for the people for whom God has won the victory. God has not triumphed for himself, but for us. Our God has won for his sheep the great victory. We have good news. Now that the victory is achieved, the Lord God comes. God is able to come to you with his salvation for you. God brings with him the reward of his victory. The foe is now defeated. The sheep are safe in God's triumph. Doesn't this sound like good news to you? Or perhaps you're thinking we've learned to be suspicious of good news. Maybe you're saying it's too good to be true. Or perhaps it won't last long. But sometimes it really is good news. As disciples of Jesus, we are good news people. We have received the good news from our God, and we share the good news with others. And sometimes it really is good news all the way through. It's not like a three-layer trifle showstopper. Well, the jelly's good, but the sponge is a bit rubbery. Sometimes it really is good all the way through. If we are sheep, there is good news for us. The shepherds have come. They have gathered us into the sheep pen. When they have gathered us into the sheepfold, we are safe. Safe from the cruel wolves and the harsh wind. Know that the Lord is God indeed. We are his flock. He doth us feed, and for his sheep he doth us take. In the springtime, the lambs jump and gambol. We imagine they are filled with joy at the fresh green grass, the bright spring sun, energized with a newness of life. This good news which the Lord has is not only for the lambs. It's good news for all the sheep, for all his flock. Good news to set the old sheep leaping and frolicking. Good news to celebrate with songs of joy and prayers of thanksgiving. With the good news of God's presence being with the sheep, God's victory for the sheep, God's reward lavished upon the sheep, why would you not want to be a sheep? Why would you not let the Lord be your shepherd when there is such good news for the sheep? He will shepherd his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will lift them up in his bosom and bring to gentle rest those that are with young. Here's a verse. Just 34 words, but what a verse. What words of amazing grace from the God of grace. What tender sounds of love from God who is the good shepherd. The promise of God is that he will do the work of the shepherd for his flock. No holidays, no taking up hobbies to occupy his time, no slumbering in his chair watching television. No other task to attend to than being your shepherd. There's a passage in Moby Dick where Melville describes the work of the harpooner. He doesn't climb the rigging or set the sails. He doesn't wash the deck or cook the meals. He doesn't even row in the tender once the whale has been sighted to get out there. No, the harpooner has only one task, to cast his harpoon. It's his only work. Don't you know yet? Your Father's only work is to love you, to care for you, to be your shepherd. It's the only thing he has to do all day. All his desire, all his grace, all his love, all his creative work, all his might and power, everything he does is focused upon this single point. He will shepherd you. He will be your shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. You cannot wander so far that God cannot find you. You have not got so lost that Jesus will not gather you. The Lord Jesus told us that he did not come to be served, but to serve. He came to seek and to save what was lost, to gather his sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd who is not content to leave even one sheep on the hillside. He will come and look for even one. I've been told more than once, you don't know how it is. Jesus can't rescue me. Jesus can't come to where I have gone. And yet Jesus was stretched out between heaven and earth. There's nowhere Jesus cannot come. Jesus was cast down to the very depths of hell. There is no corner from which Jesus cannot find you and gather you. That's why he serves as a shepherd for you. He will lift them up in his bosom. Slave driver has a whip. He cracks it and makes the crowd of slaves run along the road. If one should stumble and fall, he gets left behind if he's lucky. If not, he gets beaten with the whip. Do you think we're in danger of turning the sheep of the good shepherd into slaves of the bad slave driver? Sometimes we talk about following Jesus and it sounds like bad news. If you don't do it his way, he's going to beat you. You don't dare stumble because Jesus is going to make you run harder. We come to Jesus weary and worn and tired, and he makes us gallop on at his pace for his pleasure. No, never. Don't ever think that for a moment. Not our good shepherd. At the first sign of our legs growing tired, our hearts becoming faint, we are caught up in his strong arms. What is it that troubles you? Worries about the family? News from the doctor? Just a heavy cloud hanging over you? Stop trying to run along on your own. Give up imagining that you can do it for yourself. Don't be a wrestling, kicking sheep. Why not try lying in his arms? Why not try letting Jesus catch you up and carry you? Why not gaze full in his wonderful face? Why not let your shepherd carry you for the next while? And he will bring to gentle rest those that are with young. He gently leads me by waters of rest. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. I can't find a way on my own. I need a shepherd to lead me. I'm tired of the turmoil raging all about me. I long for his waters of rest. I've had enough of the wickedness of the world. How I yearn for his incomparable goodness. Don't you? Will you let the Lord be your shepherd? Will you willingly be one of his sheep? He already is the good shepherd. He is the one who has come to gather you into his flock, to lead you, to carry you. Will you let him do that? There's no downside. No downside at all in letting the Lord be your shepherd. It's not a matter of plus and minus because there's no minuses. There are only pluses if you are his sheep. There's nothing in this passage which might be considered as something we have to do to become his sheep, to earn his grace. Nothing. He loves us. He has come to be our shepherd. All we have to do is let him. Jesus, the good shepherd, is the one who lays down his life for the sheep. The price has already been paid. Jesus himself guarantees our place in the Father's flock. And this is all of his grace, all of his wonderful grace, a grace which is vast and free. And best of all, the promise to all his sheep, he will not lose one of us. He has said he will gather us, and that's what he's going to do. The welcome into the safety of the sheepfold is assured for us, guaranteed for us. The shepherd's arms which hold us are not strong with muscle and bone, but strong with steadfast love, with sovereign grace. The enemy can rage and wind and wolf all he likes, but to no avail. He is already defeated. The victory of Christ is already won. This is our Lord, the Shepherd King. All the riches of God's grace, the Good Shepherd will pour out into your life. All the blessings of God's salvation, the Good Shepherd will surround you with them all. Why would you choose not to be his sheep? Why would you not let the Lord be your shepherd? Today is the day for you to be his sheep, to know his grace, to be safe in his love. Let's pray together. What a day it is to know that you are our shepherd, that you are the one who loves us, who leads us, who carries us, who protects us, who cares for us. Overwhelm us with your wonderful love. Draw us close to you. Draw us still closer, that we might be your own sheep. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.